This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today in Barcelona, Spain, at the giant Mobile World Congress, an emerging technology will be getting a lot of play. 5G. The 5G network, which is the latest generation following 4G LTE, promises to make our devices download movies in seconds and power the Internet of Things. But 5G won't be the only option for devices at Barcelona's big event. An increasing number of companies are building their business around the growth of available Wi-Fi. Ted Rappaport will tell us more about all of this. He's the director of NYU Wireless at New York University's Polytechnic School of Engineering. Ted, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, Ben.
Is there going to be a major set of issues when it comes to spectrum? Are we approaching a massive traffic jam here?
This is one of the most exciting things in my mind that the FCC has done in a while. They issued a notice of inquiry about could we use a vast new spectrum resource that's never been used before for mobile. This is just increasing by a factor of 10 today's cell phone frequency,
okay,
going from, say, 2 or 3 gigahertz up to 28 or 38 or 60 or 72 gigahertz. So we're just talking about a jump in a factor of 10, but the bandwidth you get is enormous. And billions of dollars are being spent on the research and development for this 5G millimeter wave future.
Tell me about these new wireless service providers that are basically building services for folks so that their phones essentially only work on Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi is unlicensed spectrum. It's available for anyone to use and carries very high data rates. But Wi-Fi is limited to just about 100 meters or so from an access point. So a lot of the traffic that the large cell phone carriers want to deliver to you actually can be delivered over these unlicensed Wi-Fi channels.
And that's a lot cheaper for a wireless provider because it basically says, we don't have to build out our technology further. This person will just get their service from their phone. The stuff that they want to do with their phone while they're in their house or at work or at a coffee shop will all be taken care of by a network that we don't have to upgrade and work on.
It's true. The capital cost and maintenance of Wi-Fi really is so much smaller than the cellular telephone infrastructure.
But if I've got a Wi-Fi-only phone and I'm out in the woods on an abandoned road somewhere, I'm in trouble.
You're out of luck. You really need that cell phone coverage for ubiquitous nationwide access.
Ted Rappaport is the director of NYU Wireless, and he's at the NYU Polytechnic School of Engineering. Ted, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ben.